Welcome to a demonstration of the new handoff feature in iOS 8. And for this demonstration, I will be using my iPhone 6 Plus and my iPad Mini, both of which, of course, are running iOS 8, which will need to use the handoff feature. And also, both my devices are on the same iCloud account. Handoff is turned on in both devices, and I'm using the same Wi-Fi network. So first of all, let me unlock my iPhone 6 Plus.
Sunday, the 21st of September, 9:22 p.m. Messages. Double tap to open.
Okay. So what I'm going to do for this particular first example of using handoff between your different devices, and later when Yosemite becomes available, I'll show you how to do it on your Mac as well, from either your iPhone or your iPad for that matter. So I'm going to touch on my mail icon on my iPhone 6 Plus. Of course, I'm using VoiceOver.
Dock, mail. Double tap to open.
Okay, one finger double tap on mail.
Mail, all inboxes.
Okay, let me choose compose.
Compose button. Double tap and hold to bring up drafts.
One finger double tap.
Two, text field is editing. Add contact button.
Okay, add contact.
New message to text feed new message groups button.
And touch on the table index.
Table index adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, that's table index. One finger flick down to W.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W. Selected.
Okay, and I'm going to select me. Under W.
David Woodbridge, me.
Okay, that's David Woodbridge, me. One finger double tap.
New message, all contacts, back button.
And I'm going to select my work email address.
ID work, david.woodbridge@visionaustralia.org.
That's my work address, one finger double tap.
New message, to text field, is editing.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
David Woodbridge. david.woodbridge@visionaustralia.org. Add contact, but CC, BCC, CC Slack from, subject, text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, I'll put in a subject. I think a double tap on that.
Insertion point at end.
And it's going to type in the word test.
Capital T, D, E, S, S, T, T.
Okay, so that's enough on my iPhone. So now if I put my iPhone down, and if I want to finish it off on my iPad, let's say, for example, I'm in a hurry, I'm rushing out the door, or just for the sake of this test, I can switch devices. If I unlock my iPad screen by pressing the home button.
9:27 p.m.
And I flick to the right.
Sunday, September 21st. Unlock. Button. Mail. Button. Double tap to continue using app.
Okay, double tap to continue using app. That's the mail app, of course, from my iPhone. One finger double tap.
Passcode tap. Field. Zero values. Passcode field.
Okay,
zero values.
My passcode.
Mail. Loading. Draft. Cancel.
If I flick to the right.
Test. Heading.
All inboxes.
You just heard the mail app on the iPhone go whoosh, as it returned to the main inbox. So the composing function has now been taken over by my iPad. So if I flick to the right.
Cancel. Test. Heading.
Okay. Heading test.
Send. Button. 2. David Woodbridge. Text field. CC. BCC. CC slap from. Subject. Test. Message body. Sent from my iPhone. Text field.
Okay, sent from my iPhone, so that's definitely the message. Of course, the to and the subject fields were correct. And I won't bother typing in anything now. So I could basically put some text in now and send it off using my iPad. So I'm not going to do anything at the moment. I'm just going to select cancel.
Sub, David, from, cease, BC, cease, to, send, tap, cancel.
One finger double tap on cancel.
Alert. Test. Heading. Delete draft.
And
button.
The draft.
Delete draft.
Okay, and I'll come out of mail by just pressing the home button.
FaceTime. Double tap to open.
So first of all, you can pick up a handoff from an app running on your iPhone, in my case, on your lock screen. You can also pick it up from your app switcher. So if I go to my bookmarks page on my second screen on my iPhone here, so let me come out of mail here.
Messages. Double tap to open.
And I'm going to my second screen of my iPhone 6 Plus.
Page 2 of 2. Mail. 4 unread emails.
on the top of my screen.
Books folder, 5 apps. Bookmarks folder, 10 apps.
Okay, there's my bookmarks
double
folder.
Double tap to open. Opening bookmarks folder. Apple accessibility. Double tap to open.
Okay, and I'd like to go to the Apple accessibility page on my iPhone 6 Plus. One finger double tap. Okay, and let me just do a two-finger rotate.
Handwriting. Words. Headings.
Into headings. Zero headings. To flick down.
Navigation. Accessibility. Heading level 2. Banner. We've done everything possible to make anything possible.
It sounds like the Apple accessibility page. So I put my iPhone down. And now, back to my iPad mini. If I now do the app switcher, so home button twice. 1, 2.
App switcher. Safari.
It's now focused on Safari, but if I flick to the right.
Home. Running.
There's the beginning of the app switcher itself. So I've got home, flick to the right.
Mail, running.
Mail.
Settings, running.
Settings, etc.
Swipe if I flick up back to the left. To close the app. Mail, home, Safari.
Okay, there's Safari. If I flick back to the left again.
People, message bank, button. Double tap to communicate with message bank. Buttons will appear to the right.
Okay, remember that's your recent and or favorites that you can quickly call from your app switcher now at iOS 8. Flip back to the right for Safari.
Safari.
And one finger double tap.
Safari.
Two finger rotate.
Containers. Headings.
One finger flick down.
Banner. We've done everything possible to make anything possible.
Okay, so it's the same web page that was on my iPhone 6 Plus. Now running on my iPad mini via handoff. So if I come back to my iPhone.
Banner. We've done everything possible to make anything possible.
Now I've still got Safari open on my iPhone. So I'm just going to press the home button.
Extras folder. 3 apps. Double tap to open.
Now, handoff will work for quite a number of iCloud-based apps. And, of course, developers can also put that functionality in there as well. But, for example, I've also tried it with Maps, Reminders, and Notes, just to name a few. Now, the third thing I want to show you, which is sort of not quite handoff, but it's part of the continuity function with iOS 8 with all devices now, is where you can actually answer a call on a device that's linked up via your iPhone. So for example, I can answer a call coming in from my iPhone on my iPad mini, and of course in the future when Yosemite is available on the Mac as well. But let me for the moment just demonstrate how that works with my iPhone and my iPad mini now. And remember, to make this work, you'll need, again, to have the same iCloud account running on both devices. You need to be on the same Wi-Fi network. The devices need to be near each other because this actually works on Bluetooth 4.0 LTE. And also, too, in FaceTime, in settings on both devices, you need to enable iPhone cellular calls. Now I'm going to ring my iPhone as normal, and I'm just going to pop my iPhone on silent. And what's going to happen is my iPhone is going to ring. You'll hear my iPhone announce the incoming call, and of course you'll hear the Alex voice. And then you'll hear FaceTime start to ring on my iPad mini, of course using the Samantha voice, and I'll actually answer the call on my iPad mini.
Muted.
Okay, back on the table. Okay, I'm going to ring it.
Ellen or David Woodbridge, accept button.
Okay, one finger double tap on the accept button. And I'm just going to move back a bit. It's going to echo. But my voice is now coming through my iPad mini. I'm talking on my landline, and the iPhone is connecting me to my iPad. So if I come back to my iPad mini, so if I access the end call on my iPad mini,
end call button.
Okay, I could double tap that now, but if I come back to my iPhone and touch the status line,
double alarm set, status bar item.
Okay, on my status line,
with 3 fingers to reveal the notification center.
Now keep in mind, I'm still on the line now with my iPad mini, my landline. Because I can hear the slight echo coming from my iPad mini speakers. If I flick to the right.
Bluetooth on. Status 100% battery power. Touch to return to call. 1 minute, 21 seconds.
If I wanted to, I could touch that to take the call back from my iPad mini back to my iPhone. Or I can just hit the disconnect.
End call.
Okay, double tap to end the phone call.
FaceTime.
and I've returned to the home screen of my iPad mini. The fourth example I want to show you is actually making a call from the iPad mini out to a number, again using the iPhone. So if I go to my contacts.
Contacts.
Okay, one finger double tap on contacts. Okay, now I've already had contacts open already up to my work number for Vision Australia. So I'm just going to do a one finger double tap on the phone number for Vision Australia.
Thank you for calling Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
And of course I just did a two finger double tap.
Contacts.
To hang
all
up.
All contacts. Groups. Button.
And again, that was using my iPhone to actually make the phone call from my iPad mini. If you're in a contact that you can FaceTime video or FaceTime audio to, if you double tap on FaceTime audio, you'll get an option where you can FaceTime audio or you can dial the person's phone number, again using your iPhone. So that concludes this demonstration of some of the continuity features in iOS 8. And of course, they were using Mail and or Safari, in this case on my iPhone, and then transferring them over to keep using them on my iPad mini. And of course, the final two demonstration was receiving and making a phone call between my iPhone and my iPad mini. Of course, using the cellular function in the iPhone to support both the incoming and the outgoing phone calls. So that completes this demonstration. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.